Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf, maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
Oh, and he's their big playmaker when they want to push it down the field. They love to use the big-bodied wide receiver and Alex Pierce, and he just puts the ball up and says, hey, protect the football and go make a catch for me. Little pull there in the quarters coverage, and you go up over the top to Alex Pierce.
NFL Network analyst.
Quinton Sontag-Morgan back in the States on a Sunday. We're about 3:30 local time here. Adam Amin, the Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, right back to Taylor with Warren blocking. Touchdown, Taylor! And the Colts win in overtime.
I know everybody in the building was hoping it was going to come down to a kick, but as you said, couldn't have been more fitting, not only that Jonathan Taylor gets into the end zone, but the way he gets into the end zone. You're going to watch him with another vintage Jonathan Taylor run.
You might call that the golden goal.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It's also brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Kurt Warner joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us. I don't want to put too much on this, but I am curious of a professional's opinion about this. When I watch Caleb Williams do some of the heroic stuff that he has done at the end of games when the Bears have been down, whether it's this season or last season, I feel like that's something that's not necessarily taught. And I get excited about the fact that the Bears have a quarterback who is capable of doing that in those pressure situations. Obviously, what you want is for him to be able to play complete games and still have some of that. But is there anything to the idea of there being something special about a quarterback that can flip a switch when it's necessary?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. And especially, again, we have to continue to put all of this in context, that he's still in his second year. He's still in his first year in this system. And we've seen growth in more of the conventional stuff. But yeah, when you have a guy that in those moments goes and plays football and makes big plays and doesn't shy away from that moment, and it might not be as conventional. I think, you know, the hope is he doesn't have to put on a cape as much and make these runs or these crazy throws. And some of that really good play, you know, is more schematic and the offense working for him and him playing on schedule and doing those things, because, you know, doing things like we saw yesterday is a hard thing to do. But to have a guy that has the capabilities of doing that, I think has to excite, you know, any fan base, that, you know, when things aren't pretty and things aren't going great. And, you know, I even say sometimes as a quarterback, you don't see the field great every time you step on the field. For me, that usually meant a loss and a bad performance. For some other guys like Caleb, that can mean, okay, it may not be great schematically or on schedule, but I still have the capabilities of impacting a game in different ways. And, you know, so I think you have to be excited. I love the growth. I love that we've seen some steps. It's not there yet. But then you couple that with, I just think the kid is competing every time out, and he's battling, and he never gives up. And yeah, that to me, I think, is just as exciting for, you know, a locker room when you know you've got a guy that, again, not perfect, but that he's going to compete and he's going to, you know, battle every single time you go out there until the whistle blows. Yeah, I think it's an exciting thing, you know, for the Chicago Bears fans, and they're finding ways to win in this transition period. I think it's been great.
It's good stuff from Kurt Warner, as it usually is on Spiegel and Holmes. Yeah, he's winning patience is what he's doing. He's winning patience when you see that effort, like you're talking about, relentlessly, and the plays that he makes at the end. As you watched him in structure yesterday, can you tell, did you see him getting to his third read or even his fourth read on more occasions? I felt like I was seeing that, but I'm not sure.
I can't say I necessarily saw that. Yes, I thought yesterday's performance was just kind of up and down all across the board. You know, I think there was times when there wasn't a whole lot happening for him down the field. Like, there wasn't a lot of reads to go to necessarily. You know, I think there were times he missed. There's times that I continue to say, gosh, you know, take something off the football. You know, everything is like a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. And then there's throws that you're just like, goodness gracious, like, who can make that throw? And especially some of the throws he made on the run, where you're just like, I wouldn't even consider attempting a throw like that. And, you know, he misses by inches. And so, yeah, I thought it was an up and down performance by their offense as a whole. And, you know, kind of in the same vein of a lot of the stuff that we've seen from Caleb. You know, some games have been, you know, better overall, but just, there's some good, there's some bad, there's some things you want to see improved. But again, at the end of the day, it was about him making a bunch of plays. And that was the reason that they ended up winning that football game, is because he was just making some plays, whether that was inside the pocket or outside the pocket, just made enough plays, including the, you know, the final touchdown run to get him to win.
Kurt, from your experience, what's key to being able to scheme players open? Because, you know, Greg Olsen pointed it out on the broadcast yesterday that the Bears are one of the best teams at getting open receivers. So what does it come down to from your experience of working with really good offensive coaches? What makes guys good at that?
Well, I mean, I think it's having a vision for what the possibilities are. So here's the thing, is that you know, I think sometimes, you know, we speak over people's heads and you know, we try to make, you know, defensive football like rocket science. You know, at the end of the day, there is so much space on a field that you have to cover. And usually you're covering that space with seven guys. And thus the reason we have the different coverages that we talk about, you know. Cover one, obviously, is man-to-man coverage. So you're just covering in man. You got a guy in the middle of the field that's kind of helping. Cover two, five guys covering the zones underneath and two guys covering deep. Obviously, cover three, three guys deep, four under, and then cover four, the opposite. Four guys deep, three under. And so the idea is that the defense still has to cover the field. And they're going to find creative ways to do it, and they're going to bring some pressures and those kinds of things. But those zones are always going to be those zones. And so to me, a good play designer is one that understands the zones he's trying to attack and how to use his different guys to put, you know, I always use the term, put someone in conflict. That to me is what good play design is all about. It's not just putting a bunch of guys in different spots and expecting somebody to necessarily win a one-on-one matchup. You know, or you to call a play at exactly the right time against exactly the right defense, and then it can be successful. To me, good play designers and guys that can get guys open or guys that can go, okay, these are the variety of coverages that this team plays. And I want to design a play that attacks the responsibility of different guys. So if we get cover two or if we get cover three or if we get cover four, we're doing something that should give our quarterback an answer or a chance to get someone open. And, you know, that to me is what I look at. You know, when I watch film and I watch, you know, play designers and you know, different play concepts, I'm always putting myself in the quarterback's shoes and going, okay, what would I do here? And why does this work or why doesn't this work? And, you know, and then you look at it against the coverage that they're actually seeing and go, oh my gosh, quarterback has no chance. Or, oh, what a great play design against this coverage, because this is where it stresses that defense. And so it's being able to build plays that have answers against the variety of different things that you're going to see, where more times than not, it, you know, I don't want to say makes it easy on your quarterback, but it gives your quarterback an answer. And it sets up your receivers to have a chance to win. And sometimes defenses win, right? Sometimes, you know, they fall into it or, you know, teams will play some match coverage. So it's a zone, but somebody will run and kind of match to a guy and play more man. So it can take away, you know, that conflict player that we're trying to get. But that to me is what it's all about, is understanding that. You know, I was covering the Colts this weekend in Germany. And I think Shane Steichen does a great job of doing just that. Like, hey, we're going to run this route and we're going to run it in this way to kind of clear this guy out. And then we're going to do this because I know the responsibility of this guy in this zone is such and such. So we're going to attack his responsibility and stress him that way and then have an answer if he does this or an answer if he does that. Like, that's the kind of stuff to me that makes good play design that creates opportunities for guys. And, you know, and I can see just the opposite. I can see other guys. So here's the kind of the beautiful thing is when you have a good play designer and you see those details and why those details are so important, and then you'll see another team that will run the exact same play and their details are terrible and they don't attack it the right way and they don't have the release pattern the right way or they don't have the spacing the right way, and a defense easily covers it because of that. And so that's another aspect to great play designers, in my opinion, are those little details that they realize make dramatic differences for getting a guy open, creating space, you know, really stressing what a defense does. And you'll have a lot of teams that will run the same plays in essence, right? The basic same plays, you know, we say maybe 65-70% of offenses are going to have, you know, kind of the same play ideas within them. But how you run those plays and how you get to those plays and how you motion and formation and who you put where and how you release and all that stuff makes a huge difference. So we can look at it, oh, same play so-and-so ran, but one team's so much more effective with it than another team. And so there are so many things that go into it, but ultimately it does come down to there are certain zones on the field that every defense has to cover. How are they going to cover it? How are we going to exploit those, you know, those different zones with our concepts is what it comes down to.
So as you're talking, Kurt Warner, I'm picturing Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt running wide open on crossers way down the field. And I'm thinking about, you know, Al Saunders and Dick Vermeil and Don Coryell, but also Mike Martz. And I remember talking to Mike Martz when Ben Johnson got hired and him saying that that's his favorite play caller in the NFL. So as you're talking about it, you can, you know, it makes sense from from your experience on some level that Martz is a big fan of Ben, doesn't it?
For sure. And I was actually just talking about Mike this weekend with Kenny Zampezi, who was with us in St. Louis back in the day. And we were talking about the thing that always jumped out about Mike was that he understood how to coach every position. And how every position was tied together. You know, he just wasn't a quarterback guru, or he just wasn't a wide receiver guy.
And we hear that about Ben, Kurt.
And the tight ends.
Tight ends, and even the offense. Darnell Wright said that Ben has a way of making him feel like the most important guy on a given play.
So it's understanding how the nuance of all of that stuff, you know, ties together, you know, what the offensive line does and the steps that they make, you know, like I talk about all the time, release patterns to me are so important. You know, is it just easiest release, just get to your spot? Or is it, we need you to dive inside. We need you to press outside and those things that become so important. Splits, you know, we're going to have a whole bunch of different splits. Why? Well, because we want to shrink a cornerback. So we're going to have a tighter split, because we're going to try to get outside and gain leverage outside. Like, all of those things and how they stack on top of one another is so important. And again, I think there's a lot of, you know, people out there. And again, I don't want to say that they're bad coordinators or they're, you know, not great football people, but that don't understand that part of it. And so they're stealing a play from somebody else on film, but they don't really know why they're doing it. You know, I would think all the time when I was, you know, back to playing, and coaches would put in plays, and I would see the game differently a lot of times than my coaches. And so one of my biggest questions was always just why. Okay, why are we running that route like that? You know, why is that important? What does that do for us? Or how does that help another guy? Or how does that help me as a quarterback to read this? Because in my mind, I always knew what I wanted, and I needed to know why a coach wanted to do it a different way. And whenever I heard, well, that's just how we do it, I knew right then and there, they don't know why we're doing it that way. We're doing it that way because somebody told them to do it that way, or because they pulled it off, you know, a film and said, oh, this is how they did it. Like, to me, every detail should have a why. Why are we releasing this guy inside? If I'm releasing him inside, why? You know, why are we doing this? You know, one of the biggest things for me, if you guys could follow this, is I ask all the offense coordinators that I talk to now, that over the years, as I've put in offenses and run offenses and design plays and stuff, whenever I get a guy in a slot position as a wide receiver, I never straight vertical release him. That guy is either going to be bursting outside or seaming inside. And I'm continually asking offensive coordinators, if you straight vertical release a guy, what benefit does that give you? Like, because I see it happen all the time, right? And it's just kind of a natural thing. Oh, we just run up here and run the route. But I always ask them, when you straight vertical, what benefit does that give you? Because if I seam or if I burst, it creates movement by the defense. And that's what I should say. It creates movement or it gives me leverage. One or the other. If they don't move, we gain an advantage. If they move, we gain an advantage because we're creating movement and reads for the quarterback. So I never have my slot receiver straight vertical release any route that he runs. But I'm always asking offense coordinators because I'm like, this is what I believe. This is why. This is how I know it helps me as a quarterback. But that doesn't mean there's not a benefit from doing it the other way. I just want to know, what is it? And every time I ask somebody, nobody can ever give me an answer. Like, they just look at me like, that's just how we do it. Like, you know, or let's just go a little bit faster. And I don't believe that. But nonetheless, you know, I'm always asking questions like that because I want to know, is there a reason? Is there something I'm missing where I can gain a benefit by doing this? Because that's how I'm always thinking about offensive football is, okay, we're going to run this play. Like if you drew a play up on a board and said, we're going to run this play, the first thing I'm going to do is look at it and go, okay, we're going to run that play. What do I want this guy to do? And so what's important for him to do on this play? What's he opening up? What do I need him to do in terms of attacking a defense? How do I need him to open up the zone? Do I need him to widen the defender? Do I need him to squeeze a defender? What do I need from him? And so now you start taking each and every individual piece and say, okay, to make this play the best version of it, how does everybody need to do their job, you know, down to the finest detail to allow us to be successful? And ultimately, that's what I believe about great play designers and coordinators. They're the guys that understand that, and they leave no stone unturned in terms of the details that we believe will make this play the best version of it.
As always, we enjoy the education, Kurt. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.